All right, folks, we're back with the head coach of the Darlington Tigers, Tommy Atha. We're getting ready for week three, but let's talk about week two just a little bit because you guys went up to Sonorville in Gordon County and, man, had a great game. We're up 21-0 to start the game. 45-22 is your final score over Sonorville. They battled back, showed a lot of resolve, but you guys always seem to have an answer. So what were your biggest takeaways from last week's win?
Well, you know, number one, getting off to a fast start was incredible. You know, being able to jump out to a lead because, you know, we knew their depth was going to be an issue. They've just got so much more depth than we have. And the resilience that our kids showed, you know, I mean, we had some and we started cramping in spots towards the end of the first quarter. And sort of that next man up mentality, some guys got thrust into some serious game situations that hadn't been before. And some guys rallied back, and so I was tremendously proud of how we responded, considering, you know, the difference in the depth on both sides.
Well, looking back at game two, you guys didn't turn the ball over. There weren't a lot of penalties, all those sorts of things that I know as a head coach would drive you crazy if those things were going on. So that also had to make you feel pretty good about last week.
Yeah, you know, it really did. When you can keep from turning the ball over, because that's important against good football teams, and play relatively – I won't say penalty free, but not too many penalties. We had a few we didn't like, but overall, considering at this point in the season, I thought our execution was really good on both sides. I thought we tackled well. I said it before, and I'll stand by it. I think this is the best Norville football team that we've seen since I've been coaching here, and I think they're going to win a lot of football games. So I thought it was a really good win for us.
Well, Coach, I'm going to talk about our honeymoon bakery icing on the cake player of the game here in a minute. There's no mystery there who it was, but I want to talk about the big guys up front before we do that, because I'm sure the young man that won our prize last week gave those guys a lot of credit because the push up front was excellent.
Yeah, you know, I was tremendously proud of our offensive line, and we had some new guys step in, but I thought we did a really good job of blocking who we were supposed to block, staying fitted on the blocks we were supposed to make. The guy you're talking about, I'm sure, doesn't need anything but a crack. So, you know, if we can maintain those blocks, he always has a chance to go.
Talk about a breakout game. I know a lot of people are aware of his talent, but what a game for Damarian Floyd. 200-plus yards, 3 rushing touchdowns, big plays, caught a touchdown pass. He did a little bit of everything. He had an excellent game. He was our player of the game.
We've always known that Damarian is tremendously explosive. I mean, he's got great acceleration, great vision. I think the thing that stood out to me more than just that was his physicality with the football. To me, the best touchdown run of the night was the one from the 1 yard line where he ran through the defenders and stayed on his feet. Thought he did a really nice job blocking, did a really nice job catching the football. You know, we stay on him all the time about the most important, you know, the most important back is the one that doesn't have the ball in his hands. And what do you do when you don't have it? And so, you know, he did a really obvious great job with it in his hands, but he did a really nice job without the ball as well.
I don't remember. It might have been Coach Paul Johnson used to say, if you block, you get the rock.
That's the way it works. You know, we've talked about that. You know, the harder you work, the more you show what you can do in practice without the football, the more opportunities you get to touch the football.
Let's talk unsung heroes. You kind of alluded to that as we started our conversation. And I was talking to one of your former assistants a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him, like, what makes the Tommy Atha and his coaching staff coach team so successful year in, year out? And without hesitation, the first thing he said was, from day one, whether it's your star players on down to the guys that are kind of role players and whatnot, guys that don't see the field a whole lot, guys that help out in practice and all those kind of things, everybody has a significant role from day one. So what does it make you feel like to hear one of your former assistants make that comment?
It is rewarding for me to hear that, because that is one of the things that we do talk about. It's a big part of our program. You know, one of the things we say consistently to every player is you have value. Every single player on our football team adds value to the team. And it's not always the same. Everybody's value is different. But everybody's value is just as important. And whether you're in, you know, preparing the team during the week, whether it's special teams, defense, offense, whether you touch the ball or never touch the ball, you know, our challenge to them is bring your value every day. And that's our charge to the players. If you will bring your value every day and add it to the practice, then our football team gets better as a result. And that's kind of been our philosophy for quite some time now.
One of the changes with this team, as opposed to the last couple of years, is a quarterback change. However, Jack Good, he had some snaps, had some experience coming into the game, so he looked really ready for the moment last week, really managed the game well. He looked very comfortable, which is really good at this point of the season.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you. Going back to the North Murray scrimmage in the spring, I thought that was a defining moment for Jack. I thought he really took a step forward with poise and decision-making, and I think he's had a great summer. And, you know, I think he – obviously it showed up Friday night, and we need that out of him every single week.
Coach, I want to talk about this week's opponent. And I know this year we've talked a lot about the region change, but I know fans are really glad that this one remains on the schedule, even though you're not in the same region anymore, because it's really become a rivalry. I know the record, obviously you guys are, I think, 7-1 against them, maybe 8-1. Should have written that down. But the last four contests between you and Christian Heritage has been decided by score, and there have been some really good football games played out of those four. So this should really be a fun game tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any question. You know, they've done a nice job up there. You know, they've really established that program as a successful program, and they're very well coached. Their kids play tremendously hard. Even though it's not a region game, it's another one of those games where we know we're going to get their very best game. We always do. And you know, the challenge for us is to rise to the occasion and give them our very best game as well.
Well, Coach, I know at the end of the day you guys want to win the football game, but what are the key things that you want to see from your team tonight in Game 3 as you get closer and closer to the start of region play to feel like you guys are on track to be what you want to be this year?
Well, conditioning, obviously, we want to continue to get in even better condition. You know, I do feel like we were a little bit behind in that regard, in that, you know, we had the one scrimmage against Callaway and really the game against Schuylkill Haven down in Orlando. Our starters really only got to play a half of football, so playing that, you know, the number of snaps that we had to play last week was tremendously beneficial. So we want to see our conditioning continue to improve. Again, we want to continue to protect the football defensively. You know, they've got some very explosive players, so we're going to have to tackle really well. They do a really good job in the passing game and screen game, so secondary-wise, we're really going to have to be on our toes. So we got a big challenge, but, you know, we just want to continue to improve, you know, week in, week out. I've always said you want to be a much better team in November than you are in August and September.
Well, Coach, it's September. It's hard to believe it, yeah. But Week 3, and we're looking forward to it. You guys are getting ready to take on Christian Heritage tonight. Going to be back by the lakeside. I do want to ask you one more question, and then we'll wrap up. It's great to be back home, isn't it?
There ain't no doubt. Our kids love to play here at the lakeside, and it's like we always say, they ain't nothing like a tiger on Friday night.
Well, Coach, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely, Matt. Always a pleasure.
That puts a wrap on our conversation with Coach Atha. We're going to step out for a few minutes. When we come back, we'll continue to set the stage as it's almost time for Toe to Meet Leather, Darlington football tonight by the lakeside. We're glad to have you with us. Darlington Christian Heritage coming up in just a little bit. Stick around.